Matt Greenwood back on KJF Sports Talk, talking to Michael Lloyd of Grandview Boys and Girls Track and Field, and talking about the upcoming 2019 season. Coach Lloyd, thank you for joining us here today, and happy to have you and talk to you.
Well, I appreciate it. I really do. Thanks for taking the time. Track and field is important to our school, and I like it when the county and local radio shows get behind us, so I appreciate it a ton.
Yeah, we're certainly invested in the local high school scene, and I'm glad that the spring season gets underway here soon. I want to talk about your team last year. You had quite a few kids qualify for state in different events. Kirsten Elder, Melina Eaker, Jordan Zoff, Maddie Click on the girls' side, Owen Johnson, Noah Richardson, and Quentin Geist on the boys' side. And I know some of those kids are coming back, and some of them have moved on to other things, but just sort of give us a sense as to what you feel like about the 2019 team coming back.
I mean, we're still really excited. We've got a good core group of kids returning. We also have some freshman sophomore that are going to contribute right away. We knew that a few of those kids were going to have to step up and kind of replace some points, but also at the same time kind of help build our morale. And you can already see that going on within what we're doing as a track program. We kind of chose the Wizard of Oz as a theme and being a team, and that we're going to have kids that are going to be scared, that are going to be kind of brainless and need a little bit of courage and heart to overcome some things. And our kids have rallied behind that. I mean, you see our younger kids being coached up by our older kids, and a lot of self-correction and also some team correction. So we know that our freshmen and sophomores are going to have to step up. But, I mean, we've got Noah Richardson, who's going to be a big point getter for us. Zach Perrin, who's a junior, who's going to get us some points. Quentin Geist is looking the same way. Travis Love is going to be able to get some points and some different events for us as well on the girls' side. We got another Wakeland with Rebecca Wakeland. We have Maddie Click is coming back, so she should be able to help us out. She's a little twisted up right now, but once she gets healthy, she's going to be pretty good. And then, like I said, our younger group is pretty solid. I think we're kind of in a rebuilding, but also a regrouping stage, and we're just going to get different points and different events than what we did last year.
Coach, how much interaction have you had with the team moving forward? Necessarily, like, what are the conversations you've had with those seniors this year? And, you know, again, you know, senior classes, they change constantly, and I'm sure Owen Johnson left his mark on certain athletes that are with your program now, and I'm assuming some of the juniors that are now seniors. But in terms of conversations that you've had with your current senior class, what are you expecting of them, not just, you know, from a production standpoint, but from a leadership standpoint as well?
You know, when I came in 3 years ago, and I was lucky enough to, you know, follow after Coach Gaines, and he kind of has kind of the same mentality, is that be coachable. And that also means be coachable from your peers. With track and field, there's a lot of times that the players are having just as much of an impact. So they need to know how to talk track. They need to know how to talk biomechanics. They need to know how to talk, proper placement within the event. And, our seniors last year did that. The seniors before that did it. And our seniors are stepping right in and doing the same thing for us. It's awesome to see that they understand what it means to be a coach and to be coachable. That sometimes, you know, you need to listen, process the information, we'll discuss it, and then we're going to be ready to move on, and we're going to implement the plan that we have in place. And you can already see that in our seniors. We set a pretty good platform 3 years ago with making sure that was going to be the case, and this group has really stepped up. I can, a couple of our seniors just are blowing us away with how much they've grown since they were sophomores, and we take the time to compliment them on that and make sure that they recognize that, you know, we really are developing that team mentality. We really are developing that coachability throughout our entire ranks.
Okay, very well. Coach, I know you threw out a lot of names of some incoming freshmen, some guys that were guys and gals that were juniors last year that are seniors this year. You mentioned Travis Love was one of them. But in terms of there's 19 track and field events, if I count correctly. But when it comes to certain events or track races, if you will, where do you see some strengths going into this season for you guys?
Our jumps are going to be pretty solid. Long jump, triple jump, high jump should be, we should see some contributors in the younger ranks there. We have some really springy kids. And then, especially going down and, we moved down in the class too. So we may have some automatic qualifiers in that class too, girls and guys side. We've had some, we had some kids last year that were, you know, already chasing our seniors, and just really looked outstanding. Our mid-distance is always pretty solid. We've got a good group, core group of 400, 800, 1600 kids. I know a lot of people consider the mile a distance one, but we train them very similar to our mid-distance sprint kids. Our relays are still going to be a strength. We realize that going into class two and sliding down with Jefferson that we've got our hands full there. We know that in some of the events that we, you know, we're looking at second, third, where we're used to taking first, but we're going to press them on our relays on both sides. We've got pretty good numbers out. We've got the right numbers out. So it'll be exciting to see that transpire. I mean, last year with our girls, actually 2 years in a row in our girls, we took first place in all four relay events, you know, 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, and 4x8. We'd like to see that again. We know that's a big struggle. We've got some gaps to fill on those relays. But I think our field events are going to be pretty solid. Jumps, we lose vault, but jumps, throws should be pretty good. And our relays, I think, are going to be pretty top-notch again. So,
all right, Coach Lloyd, just to wrap up this interview, if you will, let our listeners know when your first track meet is and some track and field competitions this year that you expect to really challenge your players to the core there.
Our first one is we're going to be at Jefferson, and I think, if I remember the date right, I think that should be the 26th, not this next Tuesday, but the following. We're a little bit later just because the way our schedule changed, we got to start a little bit later than some other teams, but we'll be okay. So we're at Jefferson first for their invitational. I mean, as far as everything else is concerned, you know, we really use every single practice, and we expanded our JV schedule so I could get our freshmen some more exposure and get the nerves out. We're really aiming towards districts. I mean, everything that we gear up for is really about districts. We know we're competing against some of the best schools, and not only, you know, in our area, but on this side of the state. Jefferson County is a strong track area. So we're mostly, just like Jefferson, we're competing against class three and four teams. So it'll be exciting to see where we actually end up at the end of the year, and that's where our focus is at, is let's go after another district banner and try to put another name up there. And I know that we're saying that against Jefferson, and I honestly respect everything that Jefferson Rugley does out there. He knows I love him to death, but I think he also likes having us in there and ready to compete. So it'll be exciting to see where we're at the end of the year.
Yes, it certainly will be. Coach Lloyd, thanks again for your time, and best of luck to you, to the Grandview boys and girls track and field team, and we look forward to keeping in touch throughout the season.
We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right, that is Michael Lloyd, head coach of the Grandview boys and girls track and field Eagles, joining us here on KJS Sports Talk.